Hello, my name is Jessie Lee and welcome to my podcast where I talk all things mindset, manifestation and spirituality. And I'm here to help you grow confident AF and manifest the life of your dreams. So without further ado, let's get into this episode and I hope you enjoy and learn a little something something. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. My name is Jessie Lee and I'm excited for you to be here. I appreciate you all and I see that you guys are very interested in my podcast because when I'm on my TikTok lives, you always say amazing things. So thank you. This episode is based on the how and how the how doesn't matter. So if you're manifesting and you feel like you're struggling, the reason why is because our mind tries to think step by step on how this manifestation is going to play out, or more likely how it just can't work out. So this is what this episode is based about. Before I get into it, I just want to remind you, it's a friendly reminder that I do have one-on-one coaching available. If you are ready to seriously change your fucking life, then book in a call because I will go through with you all the things that are blocking you from manifesting the things that you want into your life. So we work through the stories, the beliefs, and I work with your nervous system to conjure up the belief and the feeling and knowing deep rooted, I can't even explain it, really deep down knowing that you can manifest anything you want. So it's not just like a forced type of energy, which most people that come to me wanting to manifest what they want, they just don't really believe it. Like they get the concept, but they're just like, I want to believe it, but my mind just keeps getting in the way. I keep being reminded of these old stories and past experiences. So that's how we get to the issues of what's coming up for you, and therefore that we can work through it to overcome those limiting beliefs and get rid of the old stories and the old beliefs that are holding you back from actually fully manifesting what you want into your life and doing it confidently as well. So that those one-on-one spaces are very limited, so book in a call if you are ready to change your fucking life. And this shit happens fast, I'm not even kidding you. 1 week, I promise you, your whole life will change. If you take on board what I say and actually implement the work, your results, you will even get results within the first couple of hours. I promise you, you will get results so fucking quickly if you implement the work that I give you. So if you're a doer and you're ready to change your life and put in the work, then that's what the coaching calls are for. They're for those people that are ready to change their life. And I also I've got spaces available for personal readings as well, where I tap into your energy to see where you're wanting guidance. It's a 30-minute reading. It's pretty cheap as well if you just want to go for that option. But anyway, let's get into it. So this episode is probably the one of the most important episodes that you can listen to, because often the how is what we get so fixated on and what we get caught up in when it comes to manifestation. So I want to really dive into why the how doesn't matter, but also why our mind likes to fuck everything up for us, but how you can overcome that too and really fully trust and embody the version of you that already has your manifestation, so that you don't have to constantly be looking outside of yourself, like looking in your 3D reality for the results, because that's like the worst possible way that you can manifest. And I'm telling you, you can manifest anything you want really fucking quickly, really quickly. For example, I've been working on like just manifesting more money, and I as everyone I feel like has issues with, not everyone, but I think a lot of people have issues in terms of money with like, how is it going to come about? Especially if you're working like a 9-to-5 job and you're like, well, I'm not going to get a raise. Like I'm getting paid a very shitty income. How is that going to come play about? It doesn't matter. So anyway, I've had the same issues where I'm like, my mind tries to logically think of every single possible outcome of like, how is this money going to come about? But this is the thing, we don't need to know how. And this is what I actively did to remove the how in terms of money and just allow money to flow into my experience. And I don't need to know how. And since implementing this daily, like just this morning, actually, I got a refund for $300 for like a website that I haven't really been using. And so, yeah, the money can literally come from anywhere, but I didn't think that I would get a refund. Like I was just like, oh, okay, yeah, cool, I'll accept that, thanks. $300, no worries. So like my point is, it doesn't fucking matter where it comes from or how it's going to come into your experience. The only thing you need to really embody is the what. And I'm going to explain this. So there are two things. There are two things that I'm going to explain. Well, there are two key factors of what you need to focus on. When it comes to manifesting your desires, the idea of the how doesn't matter. Suggests that you shouldn't become overly attached to the specific methods or outcome when trying to manifest what you want. Instead, emphasize the importance of focusing on the end result and allowing the universe or your subconscious mind to work out the details. Our logical mind often gets in the way of manifesting our desires because it tends to rely on like rationality, limiting beliefs, and past experiences. So whenever you're manifesting something, I don't know if you've ever experienced like your mind trying to control the outcomes, like thinking of every possible way that this could literally come into your experience. But the more you do that, the more you're just limiting your manifestation because you have no idea how it's going to play out. You don't know what happens behind the scenes for your manifestation to come into your experience. And that's the thing. It's not your job. You don't need to know how. But another thing that our mind likes to do is because the mind is limited, our mind is only very limited when it comes to trying to work out how and control, because the only thing it can really go off is past experiences, because it doesn't have anything else to go off if it hasn't experienced it. So for us, and when we manifest, I think the biggest problem, the biggest issue that we face is that when we want to manifest certain things, the way that we manifest is that we have to change who we are. We have to change the way we think. We have to change the way we feel. We have to change the way we see life in order for us to change our experience and to manifest something, which means we can't be thinking the same as that we used to think. And so it does take a bit of willpower and a bit of action in terms of consciously putting in the effort to change the way you think, to change the way you feel, and to change who you are so that you can embody the person that you want to become that like already has your manifestation. So for example, what I do every single morning is that I wake up and I remind myself, okay, who am I that has all of my manifestations? So for example, like having say 6 figures in the bank, when I wake up, I'm like, okay, so who is that version of me that has 6 figures in the bank? Like how would she walk? How would she talk? How would she think? How would she feel? How would she be living day to day? Like what would her chores be? And so I remind myself every single morning to embody that version. And what happens is embodying that version is that we have to remind ourselves and to consciously, I guess, yeah, consciously remind ourselves that we have to be putting in the work to changing who we are, getting outside of our comfort zone, getting outside of like our autopilot thinking to remind ourselves of who we are with our manifestation. This takes deliberate, conscious effort. And I think the difference between someone actually manifesting results and someone not manifesting results is just the conscious work. Like you can put in the work one day or 2 days or even a week, put in the work, you will see results, right? Small, big, whatever. It depends what you're manifesting, but then you could kind of slack off a bit and then you're going to go back into your default mode and you'll find that your life will go back to the way it was because your subconscious mind has been programmed to think the way that you've been thinking and feeling for all of your years of you being on earth. And if you don't like how your life is currently, then it is a soul reflection of your beliefs. It is a soul reflection of your subconscious mind's programming. And that's why it takes conscious effort to change it, because however you have been thinking and feeling hasn't gotten you anywhere. It hasn't gotten anywhere you want to be in life. That's why you have to put in the work. That's why you have to get beyond yourself every single day, because it's so easy to just let our mind just run wild on these old beliefs and stories and things like that. It takes conscious effort. It takes more than that. And I could tell you right now that I've been on both sides of the spectrum. Like I used to, when I first started manifesting like years ago, I was like, okay, consciously putting in the effort. And it was like really uncomfortable and it was a lot of effort. And I was like, so determined and willing to do it. And then it got to a point in my life where I was like, I don't know. I just kind of slacked off a bit. I don't know what was going on. And then I kind of let my mind, the old programming, creep back in. And what I noticed is like, it took something for me to wake up again and for me to be like, oh shit. Like it almost got to a point where I was like, oh, I'm going to go back to a 9-to-5 job. And I was like, oh, wait, hold on. No. No, that's not my life. I'm not going back there. And that's when I was like, fuck, okay, I've obviously gone back to the old set of programs, my old way of thinking, and that's not who I want to be anymore. And it doesn't have to be that way. So that's when I was like, oh shit, okay. It was like a reminder, I've got to put in the work again. So it does, it takes conscious effort, and it takes a willpower. Anyway, so back to this. So what happens is, our mind wants to understand and control every step of the process, which limits our potential and hinders our ability to attract what we desire. So we must not get in the way of what we want to attract in our life by letting the how be the universe's problem. So the logical mind often wants to figure out the exact steps, timelines, and resources required to achieve our goals. However, this approach can be restrictive and may prevent us from recognizing alternative paths or opportunities that may arise. So when we become too fixated on the how, we may, and in most cases, inadvertently create resistance and blocks to our manifestation process. So by trying to control every aspect, we can inadvertently close ourselves off from unexpected events and possibilities that can lead to our desires. This rigid thinking can limit our creativity and prevent us from accessing the full power of the subconscious mind and the universe. So here is how you can overcome this, right? These are the two ways that I'm going to teach you how you can overcome. And it's pretty straightforward, but you must understand that these two things are the only things that matter, okay? So to overcome the limitations, it is essentially shift our focus from the how. So if you are currently experiencing this, you're like, you want to manifest your desires, you're focusing, but then you find yourself like trying to rationalize things, like trying to figure out how it's going to work. And you catch yourself doing this, I want you to shift your focus from the how to the what, right? So it's like, I want to manifest like $10,000. And then your mind is like, how? Like, where the fuck is $10,000 going to come from? Like, your boss isn't going to give you a raise, blah, 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 all these things. So rather than focusing on the how, When you become aware of that, I want you to shift it to the what. So it's like, okay, I understand that my mind is going crazy. It doesn't fucking matter where the money's coming from because I'm manifesting $10,000. That's the what. And make sure you're very clear in exactly what it is that you want. So the only thing that matters is the what. And then the second thing is the why. Why? Why do you want $10,000? Because you're an infinite being, because you deserve it, because you being alive. This is my belief around money. Like me being alive, I should fucking get paid for that. I should get paid for just existing. That is my why. My why is also because I want to live an abundant and prosperity type of lifestyle. Like, and that's in my birthright. That's my why. I want to change the world and I want the resources to be able to change the world. That's my why. So figure out what's your why. The what, exactly what you want, and the why is the only thing that's important and is relevant to you and your manifestation. The how does not matter. The how is just like the universe or the God, whatever you believe in, right? I say universe. If you believe, if like God resonates with you more or quantum field, whatever, then you just think of what resonates with you. By setting clear intention and cultivating positive emotions associated with those desires, you align your energy to what you want to manifest. So when you focus on the what and the why, you're realigning your vibration because everything is energy. And I forgot to say this, if you haven't listened to the episode before this where I talk about the law of assumption and how it works and all about energy and the scientific, the science behind it, then go listen to that episode first because this is like a step two. This is like an added episode to the first, to the episode before this. So I highly recommend you listen to that. But yeah, so when you focus on the why and you focus on the what, then you're aligning your vibration to match the thing that you want. Therefore, you're able to realign your experience. So when you raise your vibration, you're in harmony with the exact thing that you want to manifest. And that way your magnetic field, like your vibration, what you're sending out is literally exactly what's going to come back to you. Because that's how the laws work. That's how the universe works for you. It is like a yes machine. So if you're constantly focusing on the how, that's a lack mentality. That's a separation mentality. That's like, I don't have it. Therefore, you're vibrating at a lower frequency and that's what you're sending out to the universe. It's like a scarcity, a lack, a needy type of energy, and then you're going to get that back. So you're just delaying your manifestation the more you focus on the how. Allowing the how to unfold naturally involves letting go of attachment and surrendering to the process. It requires trusting that the universe and your subconscious mind will guide you towards your desires in the most suitable way. So you don't need to, it's not your job to focus on the how. It is literally the universe's job. It's like when you do that, when you let go of the how, you release the need to control and to fixate your mind. And that way you can be able to build trust because I think a big part of manifestation is trusting. It's trusting that you don't need to figure out every single bit of detail, which is, I feel like, how we've been conditioned growing up, and because I think we have been taught as society, like we have to, like, because I feel like with society it's like, well, nothing is in your control, right? Like life is happening to you, not through you. So I feel like we have evolved as into human beings as like trying to grasp on every little bit of control that we have because we've been brainwashed into thinking we don't have control in the first place, if this makes sense, which is like completely fucked up, to be honest, because it's so wrong and it's stupid. But okay, and I'm going to tell you here, so when you start to just be so embodied in the what and the why and aligning your thoughts and your beliefs and your feelings, your emotions, and your state of being to that of which you're manifesting, you will start to notice synchronicities. You'll start to know coincidences, oh my God, and unexpected pathways to manifest your desires. It honestly so you will tap into, and I've said this before, this future version of you that already has your desire. It's like, okay, I'm going to explain it. This is one of many ways I'm going to try to explain. So let's just say like there is like a pathway, and this is how life is. With every decision that we make, we tap into a different pathway of life. So let's just say that there's a road. This is your road. Now, we've been programmed, conditioned, brainwashed into thinking that this road is just, there's just one road and we have to go straight and this is how it is. But in reality, there's actually so many off-roads, so many different off-roads that you can choose. But the thing with choosing that is that the moment you align with like who you are, you can choose the path that's most aligned with you. This is not to say if you go on a different path that it's wrong. There's no right or wrong because you can always go back on the different path. But let's just say that imagine like heaps of different, like there's the one road and then there's heaps of off roads. Like there's heaps of extending roads that go to different directions, but they're all leading forward. Okay. Just picture that. And so every decision you make, you're changing the course of the path that you're on to a different direction, like a slightly different direction. And this is in life when we change, when we make a decision, we're changing paths. It's just changing our outcome, right? It's changing our future. Let's just think of it that way. So when you're manifesting something and you're aligning yourself to the version of you that already has it, and you're kind of completely like unfocused on the how, what will happen is that you're letting like the universe like kind of take the wheel on the car, like in the car, and it's helping guiding you to take the necessary roads, right? The necessary off roads to get you to your manifestation, to your destination. And the thing with that is like, for us to do that, we have to trust that the universe is guiding us and like taking the wheel. So we have to take the pressure off. And by taking the pressure off, we're letting the universe, God, guide us. And we're just feeling into this like easiness about our manifestation, if this makes sense. As opposed to if you were to fixate on the how, so you know the one road that I was talking about, let's say you could just go down that one road because you're fixating the how, and then because you've missed the off roads that get to your destination, you can simply just like drive past your manifestation. Like you've just missed it. You were meant to take the exit on your left, but because you were so fixated on the how, you just kept going straight. And so you've just missed the exit. You know what I mean? And so another example that I wanted to share with you is that, okay, so let's just say that you desire a promotion at work. So instead of fixating on the specific steps or strategies as to how it's going to happen, all you do is you focus on the result, right? Like the feeling of you've already gotten this promotion. So you align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions to the desired outcome, as though you've already got this promotion. Like, yay, good on you, woo. And as a result, what happens is that you find yourself naturally taking actions to seek out new opportunities, right? Or just to like, for example, what could happen is like, let's say that you're fixated on, it's already happened, right? You've already got this promotion, blah, blah, blah. So what will happen in your 3D reality is you may unexpectedly meet someone at like, let's say a company event who turns out to be like the the key decision maker in the promotion process, right? So they're impressed, like you have a conversation with them, they're really impressed with you, they're impressed with like your work ethic or your motivation or whatever it is, and then next thing you know, they offer you a promotion. Wow. They're really impressed by you, they offer you a promotion. So for this example, the exact steps you took were not as important as the alignment of your energy and intention with your desired outcome. So the reason why this example is important of how the how doesn't matter is because you were placed this person in front of you. You didn't have to do anything. The only thing you had to really do was go to the event, but naturally you just felt like, okay, like, yeah, cool, let's go to this event because work put it on for me, whatever. And then this person just so happened to be at the party or be at this event, and then he just so happens to come up to you and introduces himself to you or whatever, and then after that the conversation is kicking off, he ends up giving you a promotion at the end of the day, at the end of the night, because he was so fucking impressed with you. Like, you didn't have to do anything, and your mind could not have thought of that outcome. Your mind could not. What are the chances of your mind going, oh, I'm going to meet this random guy at a work event, and he's going to give me a promotion, or he's going to give me a new job? Like, it's just, your mind can't think of that. Because our mind is only programmed to think of things that have happened in our past, that have already happened in our life, because it doesn't have the ability to be able to create experiences that haven't happened yet. That's why we have to create them ourselves. This is why we have to go into our imaginative state using the law of assumption, which is assuming that our desired outcome has already happened by aligning our frequency, right? By thinking and feeling as though we've already experienced it. And then the universe will do what it has to do behind the scenes while you're embodying this version of you to align things so that you can have your desired outcome in the 3D reality. This is why the how and letting go of the control is so important. Because our minds just doesn't know. Like, we are limiting ourselves. We can't even imagine how this shit is going to unfold. Another example I'm going to explain is, like, let's imagine that you're planning a weekend getaway with your friends. So you set the intention of having a fun and relaxing time together. How fun is that? So instead of planning every aspect of a trip, which is I used to have every single thing planned out. Have you ever planned something and like it never goes to plan, but then you spontaneously just like go out one night or spontaneously do something and it's like the best night of your life? It's because you didn't fucking plan it. Anyway, back to this. So you, instead of like planning every aspect of this trip, you simply just focus on the end result. And this could be like joy, laughter, connection, anything you want to experience, right? So you align your thoughts and emotions to the desired outcome. As a result, unexpected events start falling into place. So it could be like a friend suddenly offers their vacation home as accommodation, saving you the hassle and the expenses of finding a hotel. Another friend could happen to find a great deal on activities and attractions that perfectly matches your interests. Even the weather turns out to be the perfect weather for your outdoor adventures. All of these elements effortlessly just come together, creating a very fucking fun day, a fulfilling weekend getaway. So for this example, specific details of how the trip would unfold were not the main focus, because you were focusing on having a really fun, joyful and relaxing experience. You just kind of let the universe do its thing, and just opportunities ended up presenting itself during the trip because you had already set the intention that it was going to be the best trip ever. You just didn't give a shit on how it was going to happen. And this is where the synchronicities and the circumstances all aligned perfectly. And this being the case of all of the things that have just turned out the way they turned out, you have manifested your desire. You manifested it because you're a fucking manifesting machine. So this is very clearly the point of, like, you don't need to worry about the how. One more example I'll give is that I manifested $10,000. Now, when I was manifesting $10,000, I had no fucking clue where this money was going to come from. But I was just kind of having fun with it. And I was like sticking clear in the end result. I was working a 9-to-5 job. That is the only source of income that I knew was possible of making money. I didn't know other ways. Like, I just didn't think it was possible. But I made sure that I didn't give a fuck about the how. Even though my mind kept bringing up stories on how it's going to happen. Like, how? Your boss isn't going to give you money. Where is it going to come from? You don't have $10,000 in the bank. It's never going to happen. All of these lame-ass excuses as to how. So what I did is I just made sure that I stayed in the end result of having $10,000 in my bank account. And I lived in the end and I felt the experience and I reminded myself that I was worthy of money and I kept reassuring my mind that this was my new experience. And I stayed clear in that and I stayed firm in that. And every single time that I had a moment of like scarcity or lack or I don't have any money or whatever, I would remind myself, no, I have $10,000. And then I would feel into the experience of having that $10,000. And I did this like multiple times a day because I had a very scarcity mindset back then. But the more I did that, it kind of became easier and it just felt good. And so I ended up manifesting two lots of like 4,000, I think, around 4,500. It ended up being not just like $10 or $20 off 10 grand. And I think, or maybe even a couple of, I don't even remember, but I've got the screenshots. It's actually on my Instagram if you want to have a look at it. One of my earlier posts, I literally post a screenshot of my bank account of two transactions of being that 10 grand. And I was like, and this, it was like 16 weeks. So 16 weeks of me constantly reaffirming and feeling into the experience. And I did this on a continuous basis and I was so shocked where the money came from. Like, I was like, okay, how the fuck did this come from? It came from, one of them was like tax. And then the other one was a government thing, I think. I can't remember because it was COVID. Anyways, it didn't matter. Like, I was like, fuck, I got 10 grand. So my point is you don't know where it's going to come from. You don't. And today I got a refund of $300, sorry. Like, you don't know where it's going to come from. It's just money is limitless and you don't need to worry about the how. So I highly recommend you practice this, practice implementing it and implement working, living in the end and working through that scenario over and over and over again and feeling up the experience and asking yourself moment to moment when you're in the lack mentality or when your mind wants to try to figure out and plan out all the details. Ask yourself, who would I be and how would I feel if I was already the person that had the manifestation? And then the second bit is just allow the universe to just do its thing. And so I allow all limitations, I allow all resistance and mindset blocks to get handed over to the universe so that the universe can give my manifestation to me, pretty much. So I hope this episode has helped you guys. I really appreciate you listening till the end. And if you have any questions, please be sure to reach out. And don't forget that I have coaching available if you want to seriously change your fucking life very quickly. Because like I say this all the time, it doesn't have to take long. It doesn't have to be a long process. It doesn't have to take years. It takes weeks, literally weeks of changing your life. It just takes consistent action of reaffirming and reinforcing your new identity And that's like the least amount of effort. How much better would it be to do that as opposed to physically putting in effort of like constantly working hard and feeling drained, because it's not who you are. When you're doing something that's not a part of who you are and doesn't feel good, then of course you're going to be energetically drained, physically drained. You're going to have no motivation. You're going to have a really poor mindset. You're going to feel negative and feel shitty. And like this work is like, it's a really fucking good experience. Like you will feel amazing. You will feel in alignment. You will feel like, holy shit, like I am the creator of my life and I fucking know this shit. And it becomes easier. You become more confident. You become a different version of you. And it's just, I would take that over having to physically do manual labor for nothing. Like, hands down. And this is like, this works with specific people as well. Like if you want to manifest a relationship, this works with I've manifested crazy things from people, messages, certain relationships, people coming back into my, every single person I've dated or have like had an interest, literally always come back into my life. Always. They always come back into my life and they want to be with me. That is my experience, and that's because I am magnetic, because who wouldn't want to fucking be with me? And imagine waking up every day and having that like confidence within you to know that of course, like of course I'm loved, of course I'm desirable, of course people choose me because I'm like that bitch, I'm that person. It's a good feeling. It's so much different than the lack, the scarcity, the not feeling good enough and having low self-esteem, which is everything that I used to experience. So I know how you feel. So book in a call. Trust me, it is going to change your life. Oh, and I've had so many people reach out to me telling me how they've changed their life and how they've manifested things that are literally impossible. Like it can be done, and it can be done fast. And I want you to change your life, and I want you to manifest everything that you want and know that you can, and you are worthy, and you are the powerful one. And I just want to remind you that. So thank you so much for being here until the end, and I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.